Craig, you're the headline speaker at this weekend's Wonder of Words Festival. It sounds, I guess, a lot more impressive than just doing a typical reading and a book signing. Talk a little about what kind of message are you bringing to Des Moines this weekend?
Well, I am just sorry that the Wonder of Words has sunk so low like that I am like the headliner, I got to tell you. Like that it's a marvelous opportunity, to be honest with you. Like that it's a fantastic venue. And I've been looking forward to it for quite some time. Like, and the amazing thing is like in the 12 years that I've been on tour with the books and with the television show and everything, I haven't been to Iowa. This is the second time I've been to Iowa in a month. So it's been an embarrassment of riches, to be honest with you.
Do you have a kind of a speech in mind? Or are you going to be talking about the craft of your writing, your books in particular? What sort of message are you bringing?
I'll probably do a little bit of everything. I like to, tell stories like that and talk about the writing and the process. And then also, my experiences are a little bit unique. Like, being a cowboy writer from a town of 25, my view on all of these things is always a little bit different, and having Warner Brothers make a television show out of your books. And, we've been on the New York Times bestsellers list, for about 7 years in a row and stuff. And so I got a lot to talk about like that. But then I'll probably do a little bit of reading. And then the real joy, for these type of events is opening it up and letting people ask questions, because you never really know exactly, what people are interested in and what it is that they want to know about. And so it's always fun to give them a voice and let them just ask.
At least half of our newsroom here is fans of Longmire, and we're working on the other half, both the books and the TV show. Of the books, I've looked at a couple of different lists. Are there 8 novels total, and then a new one is coming out in September? Is that right?
Actually, there are 12 novels. Let's see, I think it's going to be, the 12th novel is going to be coming, no, that's the 13th novel will be coming out in the fall. Okay, so I think there are 12 novels, 2 novellas, and 1 collection of short stories. And let's see, the newest one, The Highwayman, just came out here about a couple of weeks ago. And then An Obvious Fact will be out in September.
Okay, I had seen 14 actually on one list and was thinking, well, does that count the short stories? I was confused, but I've got the source now. How has the popularity of the TV show impacted your book sales?
Oh, it's kind of funny. Probably the funniest way I can tell you that is there's a story that happened to us. We were actually traveling up to jump on a plane in Billings, and we stopped in a little cafe in Red Lodge, Montana, to grab something to eat. And when I'm not wearing a cowboy hat, I actually wear one of the Absaroka County Sheriff's Department ball caps. And if you didn't know, there was no 24th County in Wyoming, if you didn't know there was no such thing as Absaroka County, they look pretty real. And the woman behind the counter looked at me and she said, "Where'd you get that hat?" And she said it real aggressive. And I thought, oh, no, she thinks I'm a real sheriff's deputy. Somebody's dying in a ditch, and I'm going to have to go chase somebody down the main street of Red Lodge. And so I looked up, pointed at my head, and I said, "Well, it's not a real county." And she goes, "The heck it's not. It's Walt Longmire's county." And I was like, "Ooh, okay." So I introduced myself and said, "Well, I'm Craig Johnson." And she goes, "So?" And I said, "Well, I'm the guy that writes the books." And she goes, "What books?" And so it's been on my mind a lot. Like I said, that that should be our motto for every time I go on tour. Yes, there are books.
That's terrible. I can't believe she didn't know. Whack her upside the head with the hat.
I don't mind. Okay. it's always nice like that to see. It's pretty amazing to see what's happened. The effect that the book sales from the television show. Whenever the show was actually canceled by A&E, it was pulling in close to 6 million viewers a night. It was the highest rated scripted drama they ever had, which kind of caused a little bit of an uproar when they canceled the show. But luckily, Netflix grabbed us really quick, and suddenly we were back on the air, and that made a lot of difference.
You were kind of kidding earlier before we went on tape that the best thing that could have happened to you was getting canceled by A&E.
As it turned out, it actually was. It's interesting because Hollywood's always a little bit of a power grab, and there was a little bit of an interaction there between Warner Brothers and A&E I don't know. It always struck me as kind of silly to cancel the highest rated scripted drama you ever had, but it really did kind of turn us in from a basic cable television show into being a cult like that, because there's this group, the Longmire Posse, which seems to be all over the country, and they kind of took it personally, that this very successful TV show was suddenly just dropped, just simply because this network was trying to do a little power play. And, come on, if you don't pay attention, to your viewers, if you don't pay attention to your readers, you're not going to be doing this stuff for very long, right?
Absolutely. Do you have much or any editorial control over the TV show?
Far too much, I would say. you know, for a cowboy writer from a town of 25. Like, you don't want to give him too much responsibility, to be honest with you. But I am a creative consultant on the show, like that. And what they do is they send me the scripts, like that, and then I go through the scripts and give them a line edit and send that information back. Like, you know, we agree on some stuff, we disagree on some stuff. But I think, you know, the key element here is realizing that, you know, television and movies and everything are just a little bit of a different, you know, form than novels, you know. And so what works really well in novels might not be exactly right for Hollywood, like that, and vice versa, like that. And so it seems to have worked out to be a really kind of wonderful relationship. And it was to the point where they actually even sent me the DVDs of the different actors that they were considering for all the different characters. And I still remember my wife's remark whenever, you know, we got the DVD for Robert Taylor, who plays Walt Longmire on the Longmire television show. She said, "He's kind of like a TV version of you, taller, better looking, with a better voice."
Well, it freaks me out when I see him in interviews, though, because he's Australian, and it's like, that's not Walt Longmire. Who is this guy?
It really is. Like, it's kind of wonderful, because when he comes here, like, you know, because the production schedule for Longmire is like about 4 months, I think it is. Like, so as soon as he gets here, he stops. He stops speaking Australian completely. Like, and just speaks like an American. And it was kind of funny because we had this event up here in Buffalo, Wyoming, a little town of 4,000 people, and have Longmire Days, like, where the cast comes up, and it's on July 8th, 9th, and 10th. And I got to admit, we were doing a library event here last year, and somebody asked him about it. They said, you know, well, now you're Australian, right? And he said, well, yeah, it's where I was born. Like that. And they said, well, can you do an Australian accent for us? And it was really funny, because I was listening to Robert Taylor try and do an Australian accent. It had been 4 months since he, you know, spoke that way. And I'm telling you, Cheech and Chong do it a better Australian accent than he did. It was kind of horrifying. It took him a while to try and get back into it a little bit.
Well, that's a great story. You mentioned there were some differences in the books. One big difference is the romantic relationship between the sheriff and Deputy Moretti. Does it kind of bug you that some parts of your story aren't being played out on the screen?
Well, I mean, the big thing here is that, you know, you always have to keep in mind, you know, that they have an arc of storyline like that. And so, you know, whether or not they end up at the exact same place that I end up, you know, is a question of interest, you know. But, I mean, you know, you got to keep in mind, like, that, I mean, at the end of this season, they'll have 53 episodes of Longmire. I've only written, you know, what, 12 books, you know, two novellas and, you know, a collection of short stories like that. And so they take bits and pieces, you know, from the books and utilize them. But I understand the difficulties that they have, you know, because, I mean, that's a lot of material for them to have to come up with. And unless I was writing, you know, 24/7, I don't think I could keep up with them.
I got to tell you, my wife and I vacationed in Wyoming a year ago, in part because we enjoyed Longmire so much. And the Welcome Center, when we crossed the border, was full of all this Longmire stuff, the posters and the books and the maps. Do you get any credit at all from the state of Wyoming for boosting their tourism?
A little bit. It's kind of nice, like that, because those are the ground troops. Those wonderful people that, you know, that work at those welcome centers, like it, and the rest stops and all of those, like it. And, you know, and I travel a lot. I mean, you know, if you're going to travel in Wyoming, you know, you're going to travel by car, like that. And you know, it's no big deal to drive like 8 or 9 hours to get from one spot to another here in Wyoming. And you know, I did the One Book Wyoming project. I had the first state read for the state of Wyoming, and you know, we have 584,000 people in the entire state of Wyoming with 72 libraries, and I've done every single library in Wyoming. And the only honoraria that I charged to them was a six-pack of Rainier beer, cans preferred. And it's worked out pretty well. I've done all the libraries, and I haven't bought beer in about 7 years, so it's kind of handy.